sound to be a voice that called forth neighbors, spread the picture on a wider screen. And a voice said, neighbor, there's a million reasons why you should be glad in all four seasons. Hit the road, neighbor, leave your worries and strife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat, puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street, and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat, puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street, and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
It's A Course in Miracles, and you hung around in this time cycle, I hope, for a moment, because we're sort of, we're adding together within this frame of time. First the video that said, what is the Course in Miracles? And then, how is the miracle accomplished? The next 57 minutes, broken into a sequence of 24-minute episodes, is going to attempt to speed up your individual relationship with your constitution of reality that justifies your association in space-time. Are you listening? It's a required course. Only the time you take it is at your disposal, because you have invented time as an idea of what you want to be within your own self-identity. I'm reminded by the author of this course, who is Jesus of Nazareth, as much a time traveler within the auspices of the idea of an aggregation of light form that demonstrates location as you are, not more or less, except perhaps in an instant of discovery that at this moment does not appear to be available to you. It's impossible that if you look at me within the perspective that I find myself in my own illumination of body form, that you cannot not share it with me, not only in time, which is an instant of communication. Are you ready? Here's how healing works. But in space, because the molecular association of form, mass, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, the nitrogen cloud that surrounds you can be easily penetrated if just for a moment you won't defend yourself in the density of the idea of the carbon form that you identify as your body. Practice. I'm not a body. I didn't hear you. Shall I try it with you? I'm not a body. I am in a continuing, resurrecting circumstance of a moment of the entirety of my own identity. Let's share it together. There it was. How are we able to share it? This will be from my Savior Jesus. You ready? There is one self, and that we share with our creative source. All right? Here's the joy of what is occurring right now in America. Everywhere we are going in our slow time, we are beginning to recognize time travelers coming back after going forward in time and showing us the immediacy of a prospect of the conversion of our own location in space-time. Say to me, it's a miracle. I'm going to share something with you just for a moment as an enlightening factor. There's nothing new about the idea that particular human beings have had illuminations of their mind. As a matter of fact, fundamentally, it is what distinguishes a human from a chimpanzee. If the genetic association of your body is 97% a chimp, it's going to have to be the 3% contained within your mind that is what self-recognition of consciousness identity is. What I'm offering you in the conversion of the faculty of your own mind, contained within your mind, is a revision based, as Jesus calls it, on a catalytic conversion of your concepts. What will it do? It will show you instantly a new perspective of associations of your previous formulations within time. Are you ready for a surprise? They may look the same to you because of their conceptual observation. Listen to me. They will mean something different to you. If you have given this world all the meaning that it has and it's being reflected back to you, when you change your mind within this faculty of light about yourself, to your happy surprise, your previous identities of loneliness, pain, and death, whether in circumstances of conflict or resolutions to peace, will have a meaning, a new meaning, a bright meaning, a true meaning to you, because you've changed your mind about yourself. Say to me, I'm responsible for what I see. I'm getting the result of my own mind. Practice healing. The result of your observation of me can make you whole and perfect very simply, because in the practice of the conversion of the light form of my mind demonstrated through illumination, I am offering you a formulation both in space and time that is a different continuum that you previously operated in. Simple fact of the matter, are you hearing me? And I put this onto one of the videos and it lasts for about 3 minutes. Is it no single moment does your body actually exist at all? It's always anticipated by you based on an old reference that is already gone. So here I am offering you from a particle wave association an instant conversion of the illusion of who you think you are. And we got a lot of calls when I began to tell everyone that the skeleton within my structure was only 2.5 weeks old. Listen to this. All of your memories of conceptual self are only the static, isolated accumulations of momentary forms of non-creative light energy. This world, despite your temporal inventions of objective spatial associations, was over a very long time ago. The astonishing truth of the matter is that no single moment does your body exist at all. There's nothing at all solid or constant about it. 98% of the atoms in your body were not there a year ago. Did you hear that? The skeleton that to you seems so solid was not even there 3 months ago. The configurations of the body's cells only seem constant. Atoms of all kinds pass freely back and forth through the cell walls, and you acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. All of these body cells are continually demonstrating their universal rejuvenating capacity. But you insist on functioning as a static, non-creative retention, you call it my body, of an objective aggregation of mechanical specialization somewhere in space-time. All right. What am I going to attempt to show you? A miracle. What's the most important factor involved in the idea of coming back in time to show you this? You're listening? It's not in your cycle of observation. If we have time in this magazine, the science magazine, where there's a discussion of the paradox of the idea that you can move in time, it's always exciting in your new perspective to look at the evidence of objective association in comparison with quantum moments. We're all very familiar from the time I can remember. Is the idea that I could travel back in time and I could kill my father. All right. Well, if I travel back in time and kill my father, obviously I would not be alive at today to go back and kill him. Do you see that? That's the paradox. What's my resolution to the paradox? If you go back in time and kill your father, you will be a person who went back in time and killed his father, and at that time will suffer the consequences of that act. Does that mean anything to you? Say to me, time is not sequential. Time is not sequential. So then in that idea, going back and killing your father will be as present with you as is any association of the illusionary idea that time is passing. I notice that all of you looked at the perspective perhaps of your father, of your grandfather having passed away, and you hold him in your mind as an identity of love. Will you trust me with this in the healing factor? He hasn't gone anywhere. The love that we're sharing at this moment within the configurations of our body can be as present with us now as I'm aware of your granddad standing right next to you there. How am I aware of it? I know your granddad very well, because I know my granddad. I felt the loss of him. I felt in my body associations as I underwent my conversion, the loss of the things that I loved. Yet I was in a fundamental admission within the constructs of my own space-time identity that my annihilation was inevitable. Okay. The decision that I made, and I'm looking right at you now, is that I was faced with an unsolvable problem, is the basis for my Course in Miracles. If all of this space-time lasted but a moment in your mind, with no effect on eternity, it cannot not be that you are reliving each moment in your own mind when the time of terror took the place of love. Look with me at this. It has no reality at all. I am offering you an instant of the solution. Will it include memories of my grandfather, or memories of the conflict that I have undergone, or my determination to project my conflict into the future so I can retain the aggregation of time that justifies my location? Or am I going to decide that I've had enough of my own possession of self. Are you listening? So that I can offer to you, in the miracle procedure, an act of giving that will heal you instantly. Practice. God only gives. Say it. Are you ready? My mind is creative reality, giving. As long as I don't retain myself, my body form, in a space-time location, it's impossible for me to be objectified in the matrix that now identifies you through your determination to let previous effects affect you now as though they were the cause of you. So you believe that this world is somehow justifying your own association with yourself, while I am representing to you my certainty that its causation is gone, and that the relationships that we find with each other in body form at any single moment do not exist. Yet each one of us is peopling within his own aggregation of time form, his own self-identity, justified momentarily in another sequence of time based on his determination to remain objective within his own mind and to justify separate people. Look with me. There's no such thing as separate people. All of the people that there will ever be in all of this universal association of time are contained within your own mind. 2 minutes of reading together how you can escape from your own peopling, and it'll be a miracle. Listen. So the ego, you, have a strange notion of time, and it is with this notion that your questioning might well begin. You invest heavily in the past, and in the end believe that the past is the only aspect of time that is meaningful. Remember that your emphasis on guilt enables you to ensure its continuity by making the future like the past and thus avoiding the present. By the notion of paying for the past in the past remains the determiner of the future, making them continuous without an intervening present. I'm going to intervene in your guilt. Are you looking with me? You want to share what salvation really is? Say to me, I'm not guilty. Why did I threaten you with that? Your conceptual association of yourself with the ideas you have about yourself in your own particulars of mind, say to me, are what guilt is. Can you hear this with me? What you're guilty of is locating your own self-identity in space-time. In a particular sense, you find yourself momentarily in competition with your creative source. We call it a game of death because you're determined. I'm looking directly at you now. There is no evidence within that mind of your containment of body form of the truth that I'm offering you, very simply because you're hell-bent on demonstrating your own capacity in space-time to create. So the inventions of your objective associations will be replications of eternal life. Are you listening to me? A replication of eternal life is what space-time is. You have the power to do it. The question is, why do you want to? Why aren't you happy to hear that the solution, okay, through the giving of yourself to those who you previously rejected and peopled with the image of your own attack and defense, is available to you now, using the power of the love of God to give. Just a little more from chapter 13. Listen. Now you're looking at your own past, and the shadowy figures from the past are precisely what you must escape. Why? They're not real. And they have no hold over you unless you bring them with you. They carry the spots of pain in your mind, directing you to attack in the present in retaliation for a past that is no more. Listen, and this decision is one of future pain. Unless you learn that past pain is an illusion, you are choosing a future of illusions and losing the many opportunities you could find for release in the present. Now, the spirit of energy of light love that is a factor of eternal life teaches that you always meet yourself. And the encounter is holy because you are. Your self-conception teaches that you always encounter your past. And because your dreams were not holy, the future cannot be. And the present is without any meaning at all. 2 minutes back, and I'm going to read you one more paragraph, and that will be the end of my efforts to ensure you that this Course in Miracles is reminding you that you're in your own sequentiality of time and are peopling your mind within this objective association of images that you want to see. And in that sense, each one of you is dreaming separate from the other God. Can you see that? So we momentarily find correspondences with objective association, persons within our own mind, and we attempt to identify them separately from each other, and we're successful at that procedure by sharing the idea of self-guilt, in which he simply can be more guilty than you are of the idea that you are separate from the love of God. My practice to you in this miracle idea of self-identity is to show you that the concept of yourself that you not now hold, not hold, the one that you hold, will not allow you to see the immediacy of the light of salvation that is now penetrating the parameters of our self-identity. Just 2 more minutes. Listen. Each one peoples his world with figures from his individual past. And it is because of this that private worlds do differ. Listen, yet the figures that he sees were never real, for they are made up only of his reactions to his brothers and do not include their reaction to him. Therefore, he does not see that he made them and they are not whole, for these figures have no witness, being perceived in one separate mind only. It is through these strange and shadowy figures that the insane relate to their insane world, for they see only those who remind them of these images, and it is to them that they relate. Listen, thus do they communicate with those who are not there. Again and again have you attacked your brother because you saw in him a shadowy figure in your own private world, and thus it is you must attack yourself first, for what you attack is not in others. Its only reality is in your own mind, and by attacking others, you are literally attacking what is not there. Could you get a little bit of perspective of what I'm offering you within your own containment of space-time? Let's look at it together just for a moment. I'm a self-identity in a body form in space-time. Say that to me. Yeah, you're a human being. I see you are. Okay? We're sharing ideas of separation together within time factors contained within our own mind. And in the faculty that you are representing to me, you intend to pretend that you are a cycle of space-time within your own memory that demonstrates your body form as coming into this location as though it were already here, okay, in the matrix of time, identifying with it in the factoring of your own light mind. using up the available energy of light form within the separation and disappearing or being annihilated, because your dependency on your own self-identity is what have bound you to the exclusion of the power of light that will be available to you from other figures that cannot not be contained within the circumference of your own at-one-ment identity, very simply because in reality there isn't anything outside of you. Are you going to look with me for a minute? Now I'm going to represent your own Christhood. I'm a representation in your mind of the perfection of your self-identity in the instant that the time of separation took the place of love. What I'm offering to you right now in this miracle procedure, my goodness sake, is a complete reassociation of your body form that's actually going on simultaneously with all of the correspondences with everyone that you have peopled out there, if you won't continue to express the conflict of your need to protect yourself from who? Myself. You are protecting yourself from figures within your own mind that represent your determination to hold yourself in space-time. In a literal sense, I'm threatening you with another you. The problem is not that. The problem is while you want to recognize me, you are hell-bent on recognizing me within your own enclosure, where you're not going to find me for another 1,000 years. If I have come back into time, this is the teachings of the Saviorship of Jesus, I've obviously come back in time with the certainty that your involvement of yourself in a static location is actually already over. Since it's impossible that I can present you with that, I assume a guard or mass of identity and offer you continuing solutions within our body form. Say to me, it's a miracle. Of course. So I'm showing you the joy of the revitalization of your carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen that can occur very simply by the power of love that I'm expressing for you in my determination that you will and did accept this alternative. I have taken on the mission, as many of you have now, to show you the solution in space-time. We'll be right back. Can you stick it out another 27 minutes? The conversion is becoming very rapid now. Why? God goes with us wherever we go, very simply because God is the mind and power of light that we now represent to each other in this new continuum. Let's say it together. God bless us, each and every one, and He is, and always will, as long as time lasts. Look at me. One of the great difficulties you have in the expression of the joy that you're feeling within this new constitution of time is the power of mind that you're beginning to express in your own self-certainty. I'll do everything I can. as your teacher, if you'll let me, not objectively, but if you want to recognize me as a converting agency within your own mind with the particulars of this world through the advancement of the mind training of A Course in Miracles, I'll be very happy to give it my full accord, because the simple fact of the matter is we're one mind, and that all of the power of the universe, as we observe ourselves with these billions of galaxies and densities a trillion times more greater than we recognize ourselves, are nothing but momentary illusionary ideas about ourselves being separate from the entirety of the universe. Look at it fundamentally as this. This association and this association have momentarily been separate from each other and have aggregated in the idea of a moment of separation in a multiple attempt to communicate in the retention of space-time. This causes, inevitably, in the invention of time, a relative idea about the length, the breadth, the accelerating capacities of light, and all of the other ideas about the mechanisms of light form being converted that constitute your idea of location. Remember on the other video where we said if you speed up time objectively, when you return to your source, 1,000 years will have passed, yet you're retaining the identity of the youth and vitality of you? Is that relatively certain? All certainty in space-time is based on relativity. It's fundamentally the same idea that Jesus died 2,000 years ago for your sins. I have no idea what the hell that means. The only time he could possibly die is now. And if he's dying now, so are you, since he's a figure of your idea about who you are with yourself. You have a tendency to criticize me because I utilize the vernacular of Christianity. Too bad. I'm teaching my certainty that through love, through forgiveness, through laying down the defenses of yourself, through giving in the art of charity, the idea of love and peace and harmony that we find within our own minds, we share it and will evolve a new continuum of time going on simultaneously with your slow time that has absolutely nothing to do with it. And herein lies the conflict of identifying the miracle conceptually. I've been reading to you the idea of the paradox of instantaneous communication. That's very simply, and this is the idea of particle wave, where as you observe it, it changes. And you can't tell whether it's objective, because when you look at it, it becomes a wave of energy. All that is a part of the paradox. What you might want to look at is how you protect yourself from the miracle that I'm going to offer you, and I'm going to take it out of context. But it's in this scientific book, this magazine, and it concerns you because it represents what's occurring in your own mind. Listen to this. Oh, Scientific American, a matter of time. Time's mysterious physics, the building time machines, the time and time, and the ultimate clock. And there you have a picture of it there. But what I want to read to you is particularly concerned with the evidence of the miracle that you're afraid of. Listen to this. Even if time travel isn't strictly paradoxical, it is certainly weird. Consider the time traveler who leaps ahead a year and reads about a new mathematical theorem in a future edition of Scientific American. He notes the details, returns to his own time, and teaches the theorem to a student who then writes it up for Scientific American. Listen, the article is, of course, the very one that the time traveler read. The question then arises, where did the information about the theorem come from? Not from the time traveler, because he read it, not from the student either, who learned it from the time traveler. The information seemingly came into existence from nowhere, reasonlessly. And it did. Watch how the author of this association handles the idea of instantaneous conversion. Listen. The bizarre consequences of time travel have led some scientists to reject the notion outright. Listen, Stephen W. Hawking, who is a good demonstration of someone handicapped in more than physical ways, if you'll excuse me, of the University of Cambridge, has proposed a chronological production conjecture which would outlaw causal loops, because the theory of relativity is known to permit causal loops. Chronological protection would require some other factor to intercede to prevent travel into the past. What might this factor be? One suggestion is that quantum processing will come to the rescue and we can still protect ourselves. Whatever you do, whatever you do, don't allow for instantaneous communication. I'll be with you here just for a moment. What I'm offering you is this. I've looked into your distant future. I've come back to inform you very fundamentally, I don't think you're going to find any happiness in that sequence. Because that sequence of time, where you cannot not succeed in finding the solution, because this is an illusion, can take you a very long time. I can even appear from your near future, read the scientific evidence to you. You can then publish it as though you didn't know where it came from. Listen, this is the same fundamental idea as the scribeship of Jesus Christ in the Course. It's impossible that if this Course in Miracles, which comes from out of time, okay, and is offering you the entirety of the solution in the shortening of time, are you listening? That you don't already know about it. Okay? I understand there's major objections to the mind training of the Course in Miracles. Shall I tell you why? Nobody knows where it came from. And certainly the idea that it came from Jesus Christ of Nazareth can only attract you sufficiently to objectify your ideas about what he is, and therefore deny you the entirety of the access of his teaching, because his fundamental teaching is nothing that through his revelation, through his resurrection, you will share your certainty of self in the conversion by illumination in the miracle process. So, I've occurred to you from out of nowhere. And since it's necessary that you identify me within your own frame of consciousness, I will be whatever you want me to be within the configuration of space-time in your dream. The problem is, I can't be more than you want me to be. If you've projected from yourself the certainty that my record shows I'm a three-quarter century old body destined to share with you the illusion of this time frame, I cannot be different than that. If you let me show you momentarily a different time association that I am very happy to share with you in a reconfiguration of a continuity of time wherein we begin to recognize our objective associations as sharing the same dilemma that we share, which is our search for love and our discovery that as we find love together, it will always be based on the idea of the necessity in the invention of temporal self that we lose the things we love. Okay, become despondent in the idea that there is no solution and die. You've come around again in time. Your intentions at this moment are to repeat the same sequence over again. This is our Course in Miracles. Stay here with me just for a moment, will you? Let's together perform acts of the performance of our separate minds that will bring us in space-time a continuity of thought processes within time that better demonstrate the drama that we apparently play out in our stories of coming here, being here, searching for the truth, and apparently living happily ever after in death. Because as long as you search within this time frame of time, you will not find the solution. Now, it is impossible that you do not know that this is true somewhere within your cycle of time. The reason that you can't recognize it is very simply why we call it a miracle. Say to me, it's a miracle. Enjoy the idea that you now have a new heart. I reassociated my heart about 2 weeks ago. Okay, my skeleton is about 3.5 weeks. Come on. Would you like to look at the procedure of the illusionary nature of your determination to represent yourself in particle separate identity, rather than having a single thought about our sharing of our love for each other, which will reassociate your body identity entirely? That's what you're afraid of, because there's no justification for it in your concepts. This is the whole teaching idea. This is why my course has been rejected, says Jesus. I am offering you the entirety of the solution within all of space-time. All right? Why? All of space-time is going on here and now and only lasted for that instant. Okay? Here's the attention I'm going to give you now in this mind training of the Course in Miracles. Let's look together. Everything that you're seeing is in your past identity of yourself, including me. I'm a time traveler from a sequence of time that only lasted for me about 40 days. But for you, it's going to take a very long time. Are you hearing this? If you'll get the copy of this magazine, it's a fun thing to read. Now, I've come into your presence within this location in space-time. It's impossible that this element of time will last longer than 40 days. Query, how long is 40 days? As long as it took. But I can tell you this, okay, with all the pain, with all the disaster, with all the fear that's going on with this continuum of time, I would strongly suggest to you, based on your recognition of me, that there's a new factor in your mind that's available to you in another sequentiality of time where peace and happiness reign. Please don't tell me you're not searching for peace and happiness, because you are. The problem that you have is when you momentarily find it, you base it on your old grievances, your own needs to attack, your own revenge motivations, where peace cannot be found. Let's look at it sequentially together in time. There is no association between the eternal love of our Father that we know perfectly well within all the universe and our pitiful little attempts to demonstrate through our own sickness, through our own suffering, through our own sacrifice, that we can retain a separation from God. Look with me. You will fail at this, and you will call your failure the success of death. And so you're going to live out that little cycle of time in your mind and pretend to yourself and others that are aggregated within your mind, that this is life. I'm in your dream of death, telling you, this is not what life is. Look at me. Say to me, who are you? Who do you want me to be? Do you need me as a separate identity of you? Or could you allow just for a moment that I'm a figure in your own dream? Who are you ready? At your instruction, in a future reference, are telling you that it's available to you at this time. We call this the plan of salvation. The aggregations through the Course in Miracles that have returned from what you would call the Advent horizon, your fear of escaping from time in the expansion of the universe, are stimulating responses of the potential of the light form that has demonstrated your body into instances of conversion that we call the Holy Spirit. The miracle of the penetration of the Course in Miracles intact into this continuum will astonish you as it grows in evidence of its non-relationship with the pain and death that you are experiencing. Here's just one paragraph of what first person Jesus says about himself in his relationship with you. Listen. God is but love, and therefore so am I. This self alone knows love. This self alone is perfectly consistent in its thoughts. It knows its creator, understands itself, is perfect in its knowledge and its love, and never changes from its constant state of union with its Father and itself. Listen, and it is this that waits to meet us at the journey's ending, which is now upon us. Every step we take brings us a little nearer, and if we will, this video, this time, will shorten for us our necessity to be here immeasurably if we keep in mind that this remains our goal and we practice it. Let us raise our hearts from dust to life as we remember this is promised us, and that this course was sent to open up the path of light to us and teach us step by step how to return to the eternal self that we thought we lost. Hear from my Savior and yours, if you'll let it be. I take this journey with you, for I share your doubts and fears a little while, that you may come to me who recognize the road by which all fears and doubts are overcome. We walk together. I must understand uncertainty and pain, although I know they have no meaning. Yet a Savior must remain with those he teaches, seeing what they see, but still retaining in his mind the way that led him out and now will lead you out with him. Why? God's Son is crucified until you walk along the road with me. Can I try to do that with you? I'm going to demonstrate it to you as an advanced teacher. I learned from my own illumination our capacity to associate with each other in a moment in space-time where we shared the eternal love that is our Father's. Is this with the factor of Jesus in the Course who is there with you? Yes. But as you turn to look at him in your identification of him in Jesus, first he turns into your brother. He turns into the image that previously represented your separation. Then you merge with your brother or the objects of your conceptual association in recognition that they are representing your perfection. There we did it. And we are resurrecting together at this moment. 2 minutes more. Listen. My resurrection comes again each time I lead a brother safely to the place at which the journey ends and is forgot. Look, I am renewed each time a brother learns there is a way from misery and pain. I am reborn each time a brother's mind turns to the light in him and looks for me. I have forgotten no one. Help me now to lead you back to where the journey was begun, to make another choice with me. Listen, release me as you practice once again the thoughts I brought to you from him who sees your bitter need and knows the answer God has given you. Together, we will share these thoughts. Together, we devote our time and effort to them, and together we will teach them to our brothers and each other. Why? God would not have heaven incomplete. It waits for you as I do. I am incomplete without your part in me. As I am made whole, we go together to our ancient home, prepared for us before time was, and kept unchanged by time, immaculate and safe, as it will be at last when time is done. Look, when time is done. Time is done. Your time is up. And it made you happy. Instead of associating your slow time with the idea of when your time is up, you'll be dead, you have recognized in the procedure of the conversion of time that this is the time and place that you chose to depart this continuum. And you were successful. And I am reminding you that we have come back together from the future into the past to offer the conversion of the light, which will be the miracle of self-recognition not contained within this sequentiality of time. Who walks with us? This should be repeated by you now in this time training 1,000 times. Who walks with you is a future reference in time based on your very old associations of recognition of each other. Associations that occurred at the beginning and the end of time. Look with me as a teacher to you from your own true self. I'm offering your own true self, and I'm representing our certainty together that this old world of pain and death was over a very long time ago. But the breath of love then proceed from our minds to each other in this moment of the miracle of healing. And suddenly we feel the revitalization of ourself in recognition of the light that's all around you. Look, you brought that light with you when you came. Okay, we have ignited together through forgiveness, through the loss of conflict of our own mind, the love that we now share and offer to this world. In the certainty that within this parameter of space-time is the entirety of the solution in this location, right here and now. Through this mind training of our Course in Miracles. I'm certain I'll be seeing you on the other side of the parameter of death because I did. And I'm sharing with you, although it may not momentarily be in your memory factor, my certainty that you were successful at the conversion. Because God goes with us wherever we go, in fact, is the power of mind in which we are representing our love for each other. at this time and in this place. It's a miracle. Let's say it together. God bless us, each and every one, and particularly you, for beginning to recognize your own love and perfection. I'll see you in just a moment. It was just a matter of time. The miracle is accomplished.